at the door. Can't think, standing here no more. I'm alone, my mind's
racing. It's going to be a cooperative effort here. This hour, I can tell already.
I need you to be.
I am the president. The chief operating officer, the chief executive officer, the chief everything. I'm king of Dudley World. This is the... That's not very...
Not anymore.
I see. Okay. So Gilligan's...
Dudley World.
This is Dudley World, yes.
Right. Could you imagine if Dudley World was an amusement park based on Doug?
Everybody'd have to wear corduroy pants.
Exactly.
Only when it's cold.
Turtlenecks.
That's it. Okay, thank you.
Tractor pull.
Yeah.
Battle Mother Nature.
Couch
short turnaround flights. It'll be lots of rides.
What happened here?
We use the term Dudley World, wasn't it? It's like, yeah, where are you stepping? That's very good, Michael. Watch where you step when you
cow
go out.
Cow pie hop.
Don't have to see anything. Today there's so much snow around, you won't have to worry about where you step. On the farm, at any rate. I hope, Roberta, you got a little snow in New York City yesterday, right?
A little bit, yeah. It was more black ice type
Nothing
stuff.
Serious, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the issues of the day, the events, things that are on people's minds. Here we are to help people out with our Good Day Queen of Cheap, Roberta Fasanelli. In the next few minutes, she's going to bring us a lot of information on today being Free Shipping Day. December 18th has traditionally been, what, the last few years, when you order online, you get free shipping, which, of course, annoys the retailers in the malls no end, right?
Oh, goodness, yes, yes. Yeah. But it's Free Shipping Day, and they guarantee it by Christmas, so this is really cool.
Now, there also are free printable coupons and promo codes and all that other stuff that go along with some of these things.
Oh, so, yeah, got tons of stuff.
Yeah, tons of stuff.
Tons of stuff. Just in time for your holiday shopping.
Hey! All right, so that'll be brought to you by Kohl's in a few minutes. The essence of today's news, two winners in the $636 million Mega Millions drawing. So I last hour said, I don't know where this money goes. And in fact, you hear the promises all the time. Roberta, I'm sure you've heard it in New York. Jennifer, you've heard it in California. Kenny, you've heard it wherever you lived, because these lotteries have been around for decades now. What do they do with money? They always say, it'll go to education.
No, silly.
Huh?
Okay, so Tom, one of our listeners, posted on the Good Day Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, where the money, the lottery money, goes in the state of Kansas.
All right, I'm ready for this.
Okay. Last year, $42,432,000 went to economic development initiatives. This is...
What does that mean?
So that means fat, right?
Well... Maybe. It means helping to bring business, supposedly bring business to the state of Kansas. That would be what that's supposed to be about. Okay. $2,496,000 went to the facilities at juvenile detention centers. Building more, is the assumption.
All right.
$4,992,000 went to the Correctional Institution Building Fund.
Mm-hmm.
More prisons for more people that are... ineptly kept in prison or in, they're there, but they ought not to be there. So that's kind of a waste of money.
I'm always about building more prisons. Okay, go ahead.
Why?
Go ahead.
The people that are in prisons, half of them shouldn't be there.
This is not the discussion. This is just my point of view. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. We'll put you in one of those jail cells.
Keep building jails.
Yeah, you like it. Yeah.
I like them.
More jails, yeah.
More jails.
We need more jails. $80,000 for the problem gambling grant fund. There's a problem. I just spent...
I bet that you have to do that, though, with every gambling program. You probably have to put money towards it.
They all say at the end of the spots, please gamble responsibly, right? It's like, please drink responsibly.
It's like when you're going to Vegas and you go to the cashier's cage, there's always a brochure there about problem gamblers. Because, you know, the guy that's going to take money out of Hawk from the casino is going to pick up one of those brochures and change his life.
Of course he is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly. Please gamble responsibly. What does that mean? Please drink responsibly. Buy only expensive booze.
Yeah.
That's it. And $22 million of what the state of Kansas got last year from the Lottery Commission went to the State General Fund. What does that mean?
I love that. What does that mean?
Yeah. The state general fund got $22 million. So let's see how much money they get from the lottery last year. 42 and 22 is 64. Another 2.5 is 67.5. Another 5 is 72.5.
So don't forget to carry the one.
They got well over $70 million in Kansas last year. Is that what most every state gets? Is that how much they get?
And Kansas isn't the big. I mean, I'd imagine, no. It, like in California, they're making a lot more than that, probably. It's just
so
a bigger.
What I want to know, thank you, by the way, to Tom for posting that. That's big help. I want to know how much money actually. So they're giving away 636. They're not even doing that. They're giving away half of that, or over 20 years, they'll give that money away, depending on what the person or the people is, because there's two winners, choose to what they choose to do in terms of taking their winnings. After the feds take their 36% right off the top before any questions are asked, and then the rest of it. So for the $636 million, how much money came in? That's what I want to know.
A lot more than that.
How did they decide what
probably
percentage?
Probably by the $1 billion mark, I betcha.
Well, the prediction was if they hadn't had a winner today,
right,
that it would have gone to close to $1 billion. The winning jackpot. But wow. I want to know how much that nets to the fund, and then how it's, there are what, 36 states in now on Mega Millions, I think? Something like that.
Isn't it all but, I thought I heard all but 8 states, I think? Is that right?
So 42 then?
Yeah, but I don't know, that could be wrong. I thought I heard that on the news last night.
Whatever it is, you never, I have not in my lifetime remembered ever hearing anybody in the Northeast getting a prize in the Mega Millions. Anybody remember? Any big winners in New York?
You can remember? I think so, yeah.
They actually divided it out. I bet you I can find it. Yeah. I saw that 8 or 10 winners had come from California. There was a couple from New York. Let's see.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, there was somebody from Connecticut recently.
That's right. Now I remember that you're right, Kenny, because I may have complained that weekend. So the lottery people heard me complaining, and they decided to give. I think the whole thing's fixed and rigged.
Really?
Absolutely. They build up the jackpots. They don't have winners intentionally. They get the jackpots bigger, so it'll get more attention, and people will spend more money buying the ticket. You had a 1 in 176 million chance of winning.
I think they said you had a better chance of getting hit by a meteorite.
Yeah, and pieces of an airplane. All right, Illinois is the luckiest state. They've had 31 Mega Million jackpots won,
really?
Followed by New York and then Georgia.
Roberta, tell us the story of the guide dog. I'm more interested in the dog than I am the guy that fell on the tracks yesterday. They were hit by the subway train.
A blind man hit his guide dog, and he just got too close to the edge, and he fell off and went onto the tracks, and the dog, you know, tried to grab him, but then when he couldn't, the dog jumped down onto the tracks with the guy and nudged him in place to the middle of the tracks, and they lay there as a train went over them.
What an amazing
story. It's a good dog.
An amazing, amazing. The dog is rather old. The dog is like 12 or 13 years old.
Really?
Just an amazing story. You know, but both of them survived and, you know, are fine.
They were hurt, but they weren't badly but not badly hurt.
Right, they were not badly hurt, no.
The motorman, the guy running the train, saw what was going on, and he slowed the trains down as fast as he could and as much as he could. Couldn't completely stop him. But there's an amazing story
of God
watching over somebody, this dog, and that guy. What a great story that is. Those are the things you think about. Give thanks for. Please do, as I have asked you to do. This is not, actually it is a request, and it's a routine. Every day as you start your day, think about how amazing your life has been to this point. How grateful you may be for the various things that have brought goodness to your life. Just think about that. I think it's a much better way to start the day. I said this, and I say it frequently. I'm so tired. I'm here because I'm supposed to be an entertainer of sorts or a communicator of sorts. And bringing you the important stories of the day is really kind of what the mission is here. However, maybe there's a conflict because I don't feel like I can make it a great day if I tell you about more school shootings, the fire in the Nevada hospital, you know, those sorts of things. I don't see how that makes your day any better. Maybe you want to be informed, and that's A-okay to a point. And I find, although we chuckled about this before, Roberta, the kid who was responsible that they arrested yesterday at Harvard for the bomb threat said that he did it because he was trying to get out of taking a final exam. School was shut down for 4 hours on Monday while police investigated, and they determined that there wasn't a bomb. But now this kid has criminal complaints filed against him.
Yeah. He pulled the fire alarm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it was the old days, yeah.
Yep.
All right. Put yourself in that position. How any of us, as we got through school, we all went through those days. We didn't want to go take the Litton Fine Arts exam.
But you kind of sucked it up and you went and did it, didn't you?
Yeah,
and everybody was all right. Yeah.
All right. Anyway. There is another item, another message I would like to lay on you before Roberta does her Queen of Sheep report. Matter of fact, there are a couple of messages I want to lay on you. So if you listen carefully to these fine words, and then Roberta will be along with the Queen of Sheep report. Very important stuff on the docket for today here on Good Day.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor? Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Bier Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 39 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scraped. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Let's get down to business here. Roberta's report brought to you by the folks at Kohl's as they count down to the holidays. You'll find great things at Kohl's. Kohl's expect the great things. All right, so, Roberta, you have great things, including free shipping day.
Yes, today is free shipping day. There's over 1,000 merchants participating in this. I mean, you name it, they're in there. Overstock, Lord & Taylor, Pro Flowers, Brookstone, Eddie Bauer, L.L. Bean, Coach. I mean, the list goes on and on. There's almost 1,000 of them. So we have the link for you at DougStephan.com. You click on it and you find out which merchants are participating. You can even enter your favorite ones and see if they're on there. But I bet you they are, because not everybody's
on
there.
I betcha.
I can see them from my house, all these three merchants. Okay, we've also got Toys R Us. They got a great deal on baby wipes today only. They're just a buck, and there's a whole lots of other really good coupons at Toys R Us, and we have the link for you at DougStephan.com. We have a Snapfish coupon code for you, Dollar Prints. You get 99 for 99 cents. Free Christmas tag printables. You know how you always run out of those little sticky Christmas tags to stick on packages, and you wind up writing on the package? Well, you can print them out yourself, and we have the link for you. And Gap, we have 40% off all purchases, plus free shipping on orders of $50 or more. But I would check that free shipping day, because Gap might be in there, too. And we have all these links for you at DougStephan.com, at the Queen of Cheap section. And don't forget, free shipping today.
How many people are involved in self-gifting? When you're ordering online today, when you order something for yourself?
Yes. One for you, one for me. Absolutely.
One for you.
Absolutely.
One for me.
Well, I only buy good stuff. I want them too.
It's not a bad thing, actually.
Thank you.
Using whatever technique Roberta's got for saving money or going to the malls, wherever you do, give yourself a present. 21 after the hour, you deserve it.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Beloved voices in country music, passed away at the age of 87. Family said he'd been, I guess, hospitalized for a while, lived in Texas, fighting a battle against pancreatic cancer, which everybody always loses. He had a crazy run, man, on the Billboard charts. Spokesperson for the family relayed on Facebook, Kenny, that Price's wife called to confirm that he had passed away. It's interesting how I made note of that because so much stuff happens on Facebook today and Twitter. Isn't that amazing? When he first started as a star 60 years ago singing country music, imagine conceptually. Could you even believe there'd be something like Facebook or Twitter around? Anyway, he came from Perryville, Texas, small little town. Enlisted in the Marines when he was 18. Stayed there for 2 years. He started performing on an Abilene radio station in 1948.
Wow.
And then moved to the Big D Jamboree in Dallas. I was thinking about him and Scotty McCreery. And actually, our Christmas star of the day today is a up-and-coming country star. His name is James Robert Webb. He was with us earlier on. And this is one of his songs.
Little toy tracks, little toy drums, coming from a side.
Adding consistency to the old country, which, frankly, I quite like. Remember when I found out George Bush, the father, liked country music? I thought I had something in common with him because I love the old country music. I would give you a damn. I wouldn't give you a nickel for the new stuff. And the new
Not
stars,
all that.
Garth Brooks, guys like that are okay. But I'm quite taken with Scotty McCreery, too. Anyway, this guy, if you want to check out his Christmas album, it's jamesrobertwebb.com. But for those of you who like the old country, you'll like his music. Meanwhile, back to the passing of Ray Price. He had songs in the top 10 all the time. I mean, over his life. And this guy lived and worked through the era when These people were not paid that much money when they first got started. And they made plenty of dough touring, which is where most of the money is made now, even. But auditorium stuff, traveling out for 3 or 4 months a year. All right, but most of us remember him for the good times, don't we, Michael? I think you probably
lay your head.
That's the one I remember him most for. What I like best about him.
Upon my pillow, hold your warm and tender body close to mine.
You're on Columbia Records.
Of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time.
That's so smooth, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
All the good times.
First song he ever scored with was a song called Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes. It's an upbeat thing. That was 1953 with the Cherokee Cowboys. He sang with Willie Nelson and guys like that. So, passing of Ray Price, we notice here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Do you expect your Weimaraner to be perfect, angel all the time? Do you think your Manx ought to never have a day's lapse in behavior? They are not built to obey like machines, nor should you want them to. If you do, you may be expecting something your pet that he can't deliver. No matter how demanding an animal's training has been, and how completely in control you think he is, a normal pet will not respond perfectly more than 80% of the time. Your pet doesn't deserve 20 to life for chewing, mouthing, stealing, or digging holes. None of these offenses is to be applauded, of course, but it just isn't that serious. Part of being a good pet therapist, as well as a conscientious pet guardian, is to learn to distinguish the real danger signs from those passing trends that you can easily handle. With the proper preventive medicine, love and attention, and the solutions, you should be able to take care of the problems with a very little hassle. It's so important that people understand that if you keep your pets mentally stimulated and physically active, a lot of the behavior problems I deal with, I won't have to deal with anymore. I'll more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they ask me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
News quiz today yet?
Well, let's get at it. Come on.
Really? You think we ought to have one or not?
Well, you know. I know Michael loves them, so I think we should have one.
Michael loves them.
Yeah.
This is actually more a history quiz than it is a news quiz. All right? And the history of the news, in fact. Doug's Good Day with Roberta Fasinelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. Richie's gone until after the first of the year when he, I think we'd be back in full stead. So that'd be a nice thing, and put up with his badgering. He'll want me to do it his way. We always have that, right? His way or the highway.
That's right.
So, the history quiz, the Washington Redskins, lots and lots of controversy about them, lots and lots of people who are concerned about this horrible name. What were what was the original city for the Washington Redskins? 888.
You mean before they were the Washington Redskins?
Yes.
Okay.
888-302-3684. 888-302-DOUG. What was the original city, the original home of the Washington Redskins? All right, you figure that one out, get a swell prize. I guess a Christmas present of sorts. 888-302-3684. All right, so figure that one out, and we'll keep moving here. NASA, I always want to do this. There are two stories today that intrigue me. The, fixing of the space station, which is a NASA story.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is the NSA story, which continues to be, it's getting to the point of being boring because...
Oh, but did you hear Ed Snowden wants to go to Brazil?
Yes, I did hear that.
Apparently Russia is not his favorite.
Well, who would want to live in Russia if you get over to Brazil? But Brazil so far said no. Even though the point of this story, from my perspective, is that we are continuing to do things that annoy people all around the world. And we keep... We're so arrogant about it. You know, how is it our business or our right or our job to monitor phone calls of the German Chancellor, of the Prime Minister of England, of the President of Brazil? How is that our business? He can say, well, we have to protect ourselves. Come on. You don't really believe that, do you? There hasn't been. I was listening to Whoopi Goldberg on The View yesterday say, oh, I got nothing to hide. I mean, this is an intelligent woman. Who come up with this most... That's the dumbest point of view when it comes to this, because you show you don't understand what the Constitution is about. It doesn't make any difference whether you're doing anything wrong. That's not the point. The point is that it is an invasion of your privacy, and your privacy is protected by the Constitution of the United States. That's the point. Anyway, so Snowden doesn't like it in Russia. The Brazilians are not so sure they want to have him there either, even though he's offered to help them figure out how badly Americans have co-opted. I guess that's the right word, isn't it? Corrupted or co-opted. We're just ruining our relationships with all these governments all around the world. Meanwhile, Russia's parliament has voted for an amnesty bill that includes crew members of a Greenpeace ship and jailed members of the Pussy Riot punk band. The Pussy Riot punk band?
Okay.
That's the name of the band.
It's the name of the band.
I get that.
But you probably don't need to say it again. Since you did it twice.
I don't know the band. I don't know.
This has been an ongoing story, this one in Russia.
And the only reason that it has been is because of the name of the band.
Probably.
Well, no, they've been jailed. It's an all-girl band, and they've been jailed. And, you know, obviously it's a Russian band. That's why we don't know them.
Right. Well, how did they get an American name? What are they called in Russian?
Because American names are really popular.
Jennifer's made me self-conscious about using the name.
They're really popular among...
here for your own protection, sir.
Why? What is there about protecting that?
As long as, the band's name isn't English, sometimes it gives it a certain modicum of...
Well, what is it in Russian? What's the translation for that in Russian?
The same name in Russian. That's the name of the band.
Really?
Yes.
So the Russians know them as the Pussy Riot punk band?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
You want to say it one more time?
No, I think I've been...
I'm so uncomfortable right now.
Okay, speaking of uncomfortable... The folks from the Westboro Baptist Church in Kansas, you knew about them, right? Everybody's remembering how obnoxious they were on any number of occasions in the last 3 or 4 years. They had planned to go to Nelson Mandela's funeral. Did you know that?
Did not.
Yeah. They were going to go.
Doesn't surprise me.
They had posters in their church of Nelson Mandela, and the poster read, Mandela in Hell.
And is there a funeral they like? They protest every funeral.
What is with these people?
Well, they want to condemn all those who believe that the gay lifestyle is okay. That's their whole thing.
And since when was Mandela a gay advocate? Not that, he...
Well, there are certain things, apparently, that have favored the gay lifestyle in South Africa that they protest.
They also feel that God is punishing the earth because of these people wandering
around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
I wish they had been able to go
me too.
To South Africa. Can you imagine the reception they would have gotten?
All right, so here's what they said in their Twitter release. They tweeted this. They wanted to go to the funeral because Nelson Mandela was a God-hating adulterer who, far from heaven, split hell wide open when he quit this earth, and he taught rebellion.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
He taught rebellion.
They were going to say
not necessarily a bad thing. That's a
true
statement.
True. Yeah. Well, he
did like Jesus.
Some of the things that were done in his early career were pretty suspect, but his methods changed as he got certainly out of jail. Three or four people were going to be sent to pick at the funeral.
That would have gone over well there.
Right. That's what I'm
Yeah.
Perfect. So somebody sent me, after I talked about this a while ago, a lady named Tanya sent this along to me in an email, doug@dougstephan.com. Ha ha! Religious freedom is a South African success and has been so forever. Most of the white people arrived due to religious persecution over the centuries. Pull the other one, Westboro. I don't know what that means, but probably just as well. I don't know what the pussy, what's his band is either. I do, but what are they called again?
I don't know.
I don't
remember.
You say it like 10 times to get out of your system.
I have a TV report to do, and there's lots of news today.
All right, television report coming up. Meanwhile,
you're like an adolescent boy.
You.
How do you figure that?
All I know is if Rich McFadden were here, you would have been, like, destroyed.
He would have said, move on. Nothing to see here. Move on.
Well, he'd be, like, he gets pushy with me if I don't do things the way he wants me to do them. So now I can be rebellious.
He edits you, which is good.
Mm. Well, on occasion. Sometimes I need a little coaching and coaxing, as it were.
A little behind-the-scenes news. We have a meeting with our consultant today, and I can't wait to talk about this.
Really?
Where are you, David Geo? Let's call him now.
Pull this as an air check.
All right, let's see here. The question, the history question of the day has to do with what the original city was for the Washington Redskins. Shall we go to, let's go to, I haven't talked to anybody in Jonesboro for a while. Jared, you're in Jonesboro, right?
Yes, sir.
How do you do?
I am doing well. That's on my way to work.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for still listening to us. You're the guy.
Thank you.
Hold the faith, buddy.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. Jared, were you offended by me referring to the name
Please
of that band?
Stop.
Wait a minute. I want to find out whether he was offended or not.
I'm offended by the name, but not by the report.
Okay.
All right. See, hold on just a second. Don't go away, Jared. I'm going to give you the chance. I want to see if... Donald, were you offended by me referring to the band, the name that they actually go by? Was that offensive to you?
No. No, I was not offended.
All right. Thank you. Hold on just a second. Hey, Nick, were you offended by me referring to that band using the name of the group?
Oh, no, not at all.
Now, notice... Thanks, Nick. Notice that I asked all men.
I know. Smart cookie.
So... All right. We'll find out whether... Remember, I can just wait. I can see the emails coming now from certain corners. Jarrett, what is the original home, or what was the home, of the Washington Redskins?
Boston.
Boston was the home of the Redskins.
Very good.
Yes. And on this date in 1936, Green Bay beat the Boston Redskins 21-6 to get the NFL championship. Last game for Boston. The next year, it became the Washington Redskins. So they moved in 1937 to Washington. And then, I don't know, what was the team? I'm trying to remember what the team was. I remember the Patriots, when I was a kid, they were called the Boston Patriots, and then they became the New England Patriots. But they were formed or started at some point when I was a kid. I don't. Was there a football team in Boston between 1937 and, let's say, 1957? Anybody remember?
No.
There wasn't.
That was when they played with, like, the real animal skin and
right, exactly.
Ran around.
Jarrett, are you offended by the term Redskins being applied to the Washington football team?
No, but I can kind of see how some people would be.
Yeah. So you would be sympathetic if they changed their name to the Smoothskins?
No. I think that the knowledge of the history of the name and all of that needs to be educated a little bit more, spread around a little bit more, and I think a lot of people would be a little more sympathetic to the name Redskin and where that comes from.
All right. I think you may be right. All right, we're going to send you a swell Christmas present. Hold on a second. Thank you for participating. Donald, are you offended by the term Redskins as it applies to the football team?
No, I'm not offended. I'm not all American white person though, so I can't put myself in those shoes, but I would think that they would take it as a compliment to be upholding that, you know, that race. I mean, I'm Irish heritage and I'm not offended by the Fighting Irish. I take it as a compliment.
By the Irish skins.
Sure, why not? I mean, it sounds silly, but it would be just referring to it the same way.
The whole thing is pretty silly, but then maybe I'm just an insensitive slob. Who knows?
Maybe we all are. I don't know.
I don't know. I'll give more credit than that, Donald. Thank you. All right. 16 before the hour. Jennifer and said television report coming up here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, the bills, all the frustration. But what if one day could erase your pain and suffering for good? What if one day could truly change your life? At ClearChoice, we not only perfected the art and science of dental implants, we brought it all together by putting a team of specialists and precise technology in a facility near you, so you can get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth that feel great and look even better, all in one day. Whether you have dentures, bridges, or partials, dental implants can be the permanent solution you've been searching for. And no one creates a beautiful smile better than ClearChoice. Call 1-800-601-6665 today for your free consultation. We'll walk you through the entire procedure, including the one fixed cost. And in just one day, you'll be on your way. Call ClearChoice today at 1-800-601-6665. Qualified patients can have their procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
Nashville. Welcome to Cafe Nashville News. I'm Dallas. Willie Nelson and Kris Kristofferson have reunited in the new Christmas movie, Angel Sing, starring ABC Nashville's Connie Britton and new American Idol judge Harry Connick Jr. Angel Sing was recently judged as family-approved for all ages by the prestigious International Dove Foundation. The film received rave reviews in the New York Daily News, which said it was sweet and Christmassy. The Washington Post calls it a sweet-natured ode to Christmas. Angel Sing debuted at South by Southwest with sold-out screenings at the Heartland Film Festival. The movie is in select theaters across the country and is now available on DVD, Blu-ray, and video on demand. Angel Sing is a proud supporter of the Ronald McDonald House Charities. This heartwarming family Christmas comedy is available to consumers just in time for the holidays. The film premiered in theaters and on demand earlier this month. Angel Sing, available on Blu-ray and DVD nationwide. That's Cafe Nashville News. When we know more, so will you. There was 57
channels and to control the egos of all these people that I had to work with.
Oh, give me a break. I was playing.
Time now to check the television report, which includes news about new judges at The Voice or old judges.
Well, we kind of already knew this story. I think I broke the story, speaking of patting myself on the back.
Yes.
The next season, the Voice will be back in the spring, and NBC confirmed yesterday it's official Shakira and Usher will be returning as judges for the show's sixth season, which kicks off with a two-night premiere on Monday, February 24th and February 25th. Adam and Blake still will be sitting in the chairs, Christina Cielo taking a little break. Yeah. Not that anybody but Adam and Blake win the show. No. All right, so this is my favorite story of the day. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
All right, Duck ready. Dynasty. Huge story. It's a huge show, right? People love it. Well, apparently Barbara Walters picked the family, the Robertson family, as the most fascinating people of the year in that special that she's doing, right? Phil, the father of the family, didn't show up. Why? Because he went duck hunting. Barbara Walters says, I've never been superseded by a duck before. He would rather shoot ducks than talk to us. Yes.
She's been superseded by some quacks before, though. I guarantee
that great?
You that.
And so apparently his wife says, this is a quote now, between November and January, I told him I never planned to die because he may not be at my funeral. duck hunting season. Yeah. All right. Also, big news today, Gilligan's Island. Favorite TV show. Love it.
I love Gilligan's Island.
It's coming to the big screen.
Really?
Josh Gad from the Book of Mormon has been signed on. He signed on to star in the movie and also write a screen version of the TV show.
Really?
Most people think he will play the skipper, but there is a chance he could play Gilligan, too. He was in the Book of Mormon and won a Tony Award for that performance.
So that story,
by
exactly
the way. I
know
exactly who you're talking about. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is that
He's long and lanky. He'll be a good Gilligan.
What is it with you?
And NBC gave a green light to a project, the sequel to the Bible, called A.D. I think it's weird that we're doing a sequel.
A sequel to the Bible.
The Bible.
Read that. You love that?
It's called the New York
Times. The Revenge.
It's AD, and it'll be a 12-hour project from Mark Burdett.
The Revenge of the Bible. That's what we do. Yes. 51 after on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show, recognized far and wide all over the world as one of the world's great experts, one of the great friends that your pet has. You know that the name of Superman's dog is Crypto? Did you know that?
I did know that. Short for Kryptonite.
Yeah, right, exactly. I didn't know that. But of course, you're the man who knows all about pets. So I should expect that that wouldn't... Let's see if I can get you another one. Did you know that St. Bernards do not carry kegs of brandy and never have?
I did know that.
You did know that.
Right. My St. Bernard does.
Did you know the dumbest dog in the world is the Afghan?
Ah, ridiculous, stupid comment.
Did you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
But think about this. think about this. The more intelligent the dog is, the more difficult they are to train, and many people assume they're stupid. For example, if you told me to go wash your car right now, forget about it, but I tell you something. But if you took someone less intelligent, they might. So the bottom line is when I walk into a house and I'm
ready to go wash my
car. Would you hold this bucket?
I walk into a house and I look at the dog and I say sit, and the dog looks up and says, hey, Warren, you're talking to me?
Yeah.
Then I know I have a smart dog.
So then cats are smarter than dogs.
Geniuses,
cats. All right, Warren Eckstein is here to regale us with other important news about how to deal with your pets in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. And right now during Happy Honda Days, you could get a great deal on a 2013 Civic. It's packed with standard features like hands-free calling, and it's the first car in its class to receive an IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus. And if that's not special enough, drink in this holiday ditty from the legendary pipes of Michael Bolton. Everything's a little more special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. You'll find it at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora charms, rings, and bracelets from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection.
It can only be Jared!
This holiday, there's only one place to find the Pandora Family Tree Charm and the Pandora Three Kings Charm, exclusively at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, while supplies last.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
All right, let's get back to Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show here. He has posted on his Facebook page whether or not you ask pets for advice? Do you ask your pets for advice? Charlotte, what should we have for dinner? That kind of stuff?
Yeah, you want to go for a walk, Charlotte? What do you think? Is it too cold outside? What do you want to watch?
What a watch.
No. See, now I
Animal
do.
Animal Planet.
No. My dogs are into, more, Sons of Anarchy.
Really?
Yeah, no. They're really literate.
Charlotte's more intelligent. She wants to watch Downton Abbey.
There you go. Right. What are those English shows?
Yes, exactly.
You know, you said something to me during the break about Charlotte having an eye infection.
Yes.
And I brought this up because this is really important. It's always amazed me that a dog will stick their head out of a window moving 80 miles an hour, yet if you blow in their face, they run away. but if you think about this, a lot of people let their dogs stick their heads out of the window.
It's very dangerous,
though. Yeah. They shouldn't do it for several reasons. First of all, they can get infections of the lungs. But they can get an eye infection. Yeah. They can inhale, get a lung infection. Stuff can blow into their eye. You know, they have those goggles for dogs. I'm not a big fan of them, but if you're going to let your dog stick the head out of the window. Here's an idea. Someone came up with, it looks like a little gate, and you put it on the window, and you can roll the window up, and it puts like a little bar on the window, so the dog can look out the window, get the air coming in, but his nose and face doesn't go outside the window, so no debris will blow in. So the bottom line is, if you have a dog and you're riding with the dog, don't let him stick his head out of the window.
Wow. All right. A word to the wise is sufficient. Also posted at Warren's, on his Facebook page, the WAG Brigade. These are therapy dogs. They've been used at SFO, San Francisco Airport, for holiday travelers.
Yeah, they're fabulous. In other words, let's face it, anyone who travels know how stressful traveling can be. It's crazy. It's insane. Mm-hmm. But they have these dogs walking around San Francisco Airport. They're therapy dogs. So if you're stressed out or anxious, we all know that petting a dog lowers your blood pressure, makes you feel better. And they say these dogs are really calming down passengers that are traveling this time of year.
And congratulations to the deputy for saving the dog that dropped into this shark-infested water.
Yeah, that woman, what a great thing to do. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that talk, but there's some people that walk. I respect the people
walk
that walk.
Walk the talk, exactly. Yes, yep. Amen to that. Check out a lot of Warren info at petshow.com. You can find Warren, find Warren again at Doug.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.